The side of the entire issue, very well in the past, of Hefsek and Magdafok and then Abdikus, and right now we're holding one in over 5 days, Imam to 5 yomim. Now, the Chodi Kashi is yes, from the Shulchan Aruch, is the order of the Shulchan Aruch. If you're writing a Sefer, you would write first the 5 days, then the Hefsek, the Moich, then the Kiyim. Where the Shulchan Aruch wrote it, they wrote Hefsek, Moich, and the Kiyim, then they wrote after the 5 days. Who are the 5 days? Go first, Pasha, Kasha, Varai, if you want. Chachmuzad, switch the order around. Write 5 days first. You look at the Kishon Aruch, switch it around. Write the 5 days first. Why the 5 days? The end of the Siman, in order of practicality, it's really in the beginning of the Siman. So, Pasha's chat is that we end off last time Zainakim, this Yisoid of being Soyser, that you have to have being Murutzef, has to be straight, all Zainakim. And therefore, since it has to be straight, therefore, we have to make sure you don't see Dam every single day. That's what you said, Zainakim. Afterwards, now we're saying, since we have Yisoid also, not only is it be Soyser Dam, also Shechta Sarah also can be Soyser. And therefore, we're going to have to go count. We have to wait 5 days for that reason. So Pashas is the Hemshech of the Sugar of the Soyser. That you need to be Merutzah. And that Soyser, the Sugar of Soyser. You still ask the Maisha, so what? Why is the Maisha put in this order? So if you look in the Makar, which Salaf is built upon, that's from coming from the Sugya, from the Pasuk. It's that's in the Pasuk says that way. We have the Gemara makes a drasha, Zoy Soyer Sazov, Shatisim Yimele Shech Lazera. The Gemara says, Ma Ziva Soyer, Ash Shech Lazera Soyer. So there's one built upon the other. We know that by Aziva, it's to be Soyer. The Nizaynikim has to be straight, it has to be Murutzah, and it's not to be Soyer. Who just said the Gemara, Shech Lazera, based on the Pasuk can be Soyer. Therefore, once we have the lachos, the fiyos, the in of the azava, it can be soyser. From that lachos, where the gemara is building off, that what the shechta zera can be soyser. The gemara's maskon is the chilek by azava soyser 7 days, and by shechta zera soyser 1 day. But since it's being built off the lach before, and that's the pashas why the order of the shechta zera went first in and of zayin, why it can be soyser. Now learning from that that this is azava soyser shechta zera soyser. Now we have the lachos soyser. Now we have to wait 5 days. And that's part of the Shulchan Aruch. Again, the Svarim, when they're bringing down practicality, what to do it, they say, oh, the way, that's practical, but that's not where the Makor is from. The basic halacha is really, again, to us, is basically built on 8 separate questions, so just really start trying to understand the Makor, so everything is coming from. So the 8 questions, most of them are going to be Machmen, well, where do you say this, that this halacha is built upon? So, the first question is, first, is it Soyser not to go on the Chama Gimel, if you examine the Shaila, your boy, is it Soyser, and therefore has it do a mamish like a needle, or like a zovo, or is it of Negiya Maga, with Maga, only if you can be Matama person. The Maskono, among Rishonim, is clear that way, that we paskin that Soyser. That's Allah. So we have a Shaila with Soyser, or is it Maga, it's called a we paskin Soyser. That's one question. The second question, once we paskin Soyser, what's it Soyser for? It is Soyser, just Vasco to Lataris, or even the Bailo. The Rishonim bring down, the Rosh brings down the Raiva Chita. The Raiva Chita says it's Soyser only for Lataris, and the sometimes Lataris is set upon it. However, Raiva Rishonim, they argue, they say, no, the Sugya going even the Bailo. And therefore, we pass him that number one, it's Soyser, number two, it's Soyser Bailo. A third Shaila is that once you pass him Soyser, that we have the Zerah being, Shechazah being posed from her. Now, how long is Shech HaZeg be metama her? We took Pelos for a long time. So it's based upon the sugya in Shabbos, that they involve the sugya of Matzah Torah, of how long the Christ will have to be perish before they receive the Torah, or with anything wise, Matzlikas, and Bozim and Zayin, and others. How long the end of Shech HaZeg will not be Masriyech, will still make her Muberet. After a certain time, will not make her Muberet, and therefore have a lot of Masriyech. I want to check it out from Matthias, otherwise I'm not sure. But my son, that's based upon the Gemara, the Mazim Matzlikas. How long afterwards be Masriyach will not get a Shech HaZera? There is Machloikis Halacha among the Rishonim had a Paskin, the Torah brings down, Beisaitz brings down, that that's the Rambam, that we have a Gimel Oynus, 3 Oynus besides the Day Yisor, Lamaisa, the Rishonim call like Los Menazayo, the Paskin needs 6 Oynus, you need 6 Oynus, which is 72 hours. Afterwards, the Zera afterwards will end up being Masriyach, and therefore even being Pilate will not be Matamar. Now, based upon these three halachas that I just mentioned, that number one is Soyser, number two it can be Soyser 6 Oynus, And then number three is even labayla. That's first what the halacha is built upon. So we have this halacha that isha, she sees, she has dam, she's misham before, and some Muslim mechaber says you have to wait 4 days, and on the fifth day start counting. Why exactly four on the fifth day counting? And the only six oinis, which is 3 days. So if you read the mechaber slowly and clearly, it's very simple that you have to have a zayin nekiyim completely. If you have example, the example the oil always seems to give over is Sunday. Sunday afternoon you have tashmish. So if you wait from Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, so comes out, even though Wednesday you start doing a hefsek, you don't have to complete the whole entire day. So you have to have four complete days, have Zayin Akim completely, and then by the fifth night do a hefsek, and then start counting the Zayin Akim. That's where the law is built upon, these three laws. Again, number one is Saisir, number two is even Labailo, and number three is six liners. The next shayla is comes along the Amor and says, what happens if you have Tashmish by Nashmoshes? So it says that's in Tashmish by Nashmoshes, since Mitar Lochel should be the night time, and sometimes people be given a cooler and give a Lochel the daytime, and it ends up being that Ba'etzem, let's say that Tashmish right now is by Nashmoshes is 7:30 better. That Tashmish 7:30, and another 7:30 on Sunday. They end up counting Sunday 4 days, it really supposed to count from Monday 4 days. Therefore, based upon the Chumash from Sedashin and other Visha in the Maril, therefore they came along and the Ramah says, Nocha Locha, that the person has to be Machmer and count 5 days. Not just 4 and 5, let them call 5 days. The Sfaradim, you start counting in five. For the Bnei Ashkenazim, 5 days is when you don't count, and the 6th day you make a Hefsek. That means if you saw Dam on Sunday, when you make the Hefsek, you do Thursday night. When they go to make for you, Thursday night also, a week later. But when you saw Sunday, then you end up making a Hefsek the Thursday night, and you go to make for Thursday night later. The fifth halacha is, this whole halacha is not why could be mishamish. Let's see, we're not mishamish. There is no chash of being published for Zara, whether the Baal's in the ear or not. So again, the big down the Chumash Hadash, you want to say not to Mechalik. And Mechalik is Mechab the Ramoth, but he says something down that there was not the minik, we have not come with Salva Ayushki with Hashkon Arach, the Meister that the Ramoth is down, and he says we're in mishamish. And if based upon this comes out, we're going to be Machu, where the person has Tashmish, where the person does not have Tashmish. No halacha you have to clear is this halacha dafka by case of being mitamei the rice, so only the rice, or even drop on it, even by case of a kesem. Again, the monk Rishon is a shailo, the Sefer Truma says, even by case of a kesem. And again, the mechab, Ramah brings it down, the mechab does not, the Ramah brings it down and ends up in the shanas, even by drop on to be machmer. A seventh shailo in the gate halacha is when it's being soiser, how much is it being soiser? The Gemara discusses soiser 1 day, the soiser 7 days. Maskono Pasha the Gemara is among the halacha is only soiser 1 day. Nachmina to us before you see is not much of Nachmina. Oh, Nachmina can be Sifu Beis. Sifu Beis says, let's say Isha made a mistake, she went to Mikvah day early. And then she had Tashmish, then it's been published for Zerah. It's been actually all 7 days into brand new Zayin Akim. No, only count one more day. Halacha is once you pass through one more day, therefore only have to wait, count one more day in the Akim. Avada, you have to wait until Shiva there, stopping pilot. I mean, you have to wait 3 or 4 days. Stopping pilot, and the fifth day you wait 1 day in the kiyum and be mitzaref. The last shayla among the rishonim is: can you clean yourself out? Well, really, the Ramban says you can walk. The Rosh says discussing cleaning yourself out. Halacha l'maisa, the Ramban ends up in the kiyum, and if he throws in the nafash over here, yeshchena nafash, you end up being mekel. And if it's an avati machman, even cleaning out the maisa won't help. So these are the 8 shaylas among the rishonim. What? We'll get to what the svarim hold. Do not know which svarim. Fine, but not. But Maestro, these are the kitzer, the 8 shaylos, that's what all the loch is built upon. And what comes out very simple, the loch is without the makotzer, the external extreme circumstances, it's very simple. Each sees dam, she's on Sunday, she counts 5 days with that Sunday itself, and that night she makes a hefsek, which is Thursday night, she goes to mikvah the next Thursday night. That's what comes out, it's very simple, without any mistakes or any sorokim. Now, la locho, this is certainly for B'nai Ashkenaz to clear. For the B'nai Sfarad, what? These are basic cases. This is the standard where the halacha is built upon. We get to all, we have a whole Kabbalah, you get to understand why, all the cases to be built. This is where it's all built upon. This is the halacha. This is a simple thing. This is the way you teach people. You teach people 5 and 7, that's it. Fine. Now, again, this is Bnei Ashkenaz. The Bnei Sfarad, do they have numerous kulas? So, there's a big mavuka among the Bnei Sfarad. The early scene is that Dolman and Truman Kalas Beis, he discusses that the Maestro of the B'nai Sfarad themselves are not in all these cases. It's not coming from Gilead of B'nai Sfarad. He brings down the Sfarad Rom, the Ben Ish Chai, and others that say they're Machman like Ramon in all these cases. whether not begin to clean it out, whether we don't go four, we do five. All the chumra is by kesem. He goes on saying the bnei sfas machmen all, and he has all strickled ma'aser why. Since what happened, and what says the Beit Yosef writes in his times, the minig of the bnei sfas was what not to take on any of these chumras. His minig. So how in the world did it change over? The whole strickle went and changed over and went to be choshish berama. The ma'aser is clearly the bnei sfas, the ma'aser or machmer. And if you read the Daki Taro, the Mordechai Leo, also he's very clear, he says, even if they swad, the Eim HaShamnish, Yashchen and Ochosh, and he goes, the Maitre Klod, the Bnei Svad, just like the Ashton, no Chilek. Atal HaShemi, and some people are shaking their head over here, Maitre Abad Yosef is Kidua, and all the time, Kedarkoi, he defends the Mechaber, and we go to Mechaber Atzai for Oilom, and Allah is like the Mechaber, and of course he brings down those who say not the way, and he sticks to his guns, and he defends the Mahal of the Beis Yosef, his Avadah, them, even when they aspire, this Manenu also can be Mekel. So Maitre, what the Bnei Svad do, the Maitre really depends what group or which chelik you're from. If you have a Badi Yosef chelik, you have all the coolest. If you're from the Erlitzian chelik and the Mordechai Leo chelik, Maitre, you have all the coolest that I'm on. So that's been said, what the Bnei Svad do. Now the Bnei Ashkenaz, when they bring down the Bnei Svad, they bring down them the big Mekel. The Lav Dafka knows the Metzias. Whenever they discuss, if you're Bnei Svad, you can't be Mekel, they say it. So Maitre, the Lav Dafka, they know exactly what's going on in the Bnei Svad. And the Shkirai, the Lav Dafka, they learn the Benish Chai, Ukadaimo. Fine, so Yesh Lod knew. Therefore, a Ashkenazi Rav has to know exactly what the Bnei Svad, where is he coming from, the Bnei Svad. But Maitre, let's stick to what certainly the Ashkenaz do, and the Bnei Svad, again, depends on exactly you ask. Fine. So again, we went through where the base of the loch is built upon, and Maitre, the Bnei Ashkenaz, certainly a machmen in all these cases. So, a basic understanding, there are three cases. First of all, what makes a person that we have to count 5 and 7? We'll discuss first of all what type of zero we're discussing over here, what type of ria, and what does the person see it. First, what zero we're discussing? So, for example, today is day and age, we have a wonderful shadow. What about artificial insemination that the doctor puts inside? That's been published on zero. Do you have to wait 5 days from artificial insemination for that? What's your shadow? Do you have to? Don't you have to? The come along with Bosner and Rabbi Yashiv. It's not. It's actually Daki Derech Pia. The whole entire love of Matriach of Tumo. Oh, so maybe it's Lashkiach like us. We'll have a case example where we come back to the Mikvah because Kashuv is down. And she ends up saying Dam even before Tashmish. The Bible is being. He's right there. Lashkiach like us. So one channel is first of all, what's the love of that Torah? Should the Pesach was there, is Dafka there, be or not? The second is, I mean, Nechla Chumud Rabbanon. So, they deal with it more by Riches. I'm not exactly clear among the Sugis based on Tumut V'Tayro. But Maitre Vosin and Maitre Yismach, when he said also, it's Nechla certainly the Gzeru to Rabbanon. In the times of Shiloh, it's not, no difference whether it's Mishamish or Teloy Mishamish. He can tell me, Lashkirach, he says, Maitre can't be, we don't make any Chalush. Maitre Vosin, the Ashim, or Machmer. Any time they can be Machmer.
What's
that? Lashkirach, we have.
When do you say
that cloud?
No, when do you ever have it? That's
for example, the Pesach Shuv brings out the Mil Tzoka, the Pesach Shuv.
Then you have
the Mil Tzoka, the Mil Tzoka, the Mil Tzoka, the came Tzoka, each went to the Mikvah, and she came home that night, and before that Tashmish, she stood up. Why? Well, she had like
answer. But you don't need a little Shkiach here in order to have
the Zera. Oh, you what?
It's there in the middle of the month.
Oh, so fine. Then you have to know you come on 5 days, 4 days. What halacha is this have? Is this mamish going to be across the board an even thing, like all cases? There are cases. A case where we make a case of a kalaf, you don't. Case of a kalaf, you're not going to count. She's all. There's different cases. Where you make a. Is this nichol in the cases where she was not mishamish? Is this in the cases where she is mishamish? What get it do you give her?
What is mishamish?
Doesn't
matter if she wasn't
that old. No, again. According to, let's say, if you're not Mishamish, you don't have to count 5 days or 4 days. You might not count anything. According to Bnei Ashkenaz, there'll be times of Malkum and Sarah that will also make all that you won't have to count. For example, let's say we had a beer there, she will be make all only count 4 days. So is this Nichon to Aloha that will have the not being Mishamish, or Nichon to Aloha being Mishamish? Each one on his own, whatever case is discussing over here.
Is it even where she's coming?
During what is this called? Yes.
Yes,
even somebody. What
is only 5 by
Shabbat? No, we'll get. She's Pilatus.
Right, but if she'll
she
make a mistake, we only say 4.
Yeah, because there is a solution. She did it by Esther. Here's one number Esther. You have to know which category you put into. So again, the shell is, where do you put it? Is it Meshamash, not Meshamash? So my son, both know, and we ask them, we're going to get a big Meshamash. They have all the Chumras, that's how Shani, from the Zalman says, we get a mapping Meshamash. They have all the cool mapping Meshamash, whatever they get, it is according to the Nesfab, they ask them. If the material doesn't come out, say that it's not the material. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I can't tell you the material. What? Nothing. What type of zera we mentioned before? Machlokes if it's be six oynis or three oynis. There are times mice the one we sample upon the Rambam. Let's say it was a kesem with Rabbanon. Andrews by lunch to below, but by law they want to be summoned for the Ashram and others to be making some difference. You won't have to count all over, and if you waited 2 days, you can say to them upon the number, and they arrive it together and make it by case of a kesem. Otherwise, always after when these 6 days point to the book Ramah, that means you have to count 5 days. But let's be sad to zero. Be sad to what exact what real makes you wait 5 days. In most cases, are simple. You have a regular vest, you have to wait 5 days. If you have a kesem, we pass it also, you have to wait 5 days. Four or five, we'll get to. If you have dam tor, that means it's after later, and you had dam mitzad, your letter, and the dam itself is tor, also the loch is also clear among the pleskim, you have to wait 5 days. If it's dam betulim, also a machma shalos, four or five, we'll only machma 4 days, and also that dam will make you tummy. The only dam that will not make you have to wait is dam chivus in the pleskim. Let's say you were not going to get down Noshim, but let's say regular Isha has Dam Chimu that never had a period. By Dam Chimu never had a period, she would not have to wait 5 days. She could do a Hefzik right away and count Zayin Nikim. It's sad, when exactly to start counting these 5 days, the law is clear, there we go from Shkia. The only Shad among the places we discussed, let's say the Ulam Davin and She Davin, into Ulam Davin, Lamaisa's car that we count from Shkia. If She Davin also, or She is Mekam Lashamas also, they bring down the Mashal who wants to be Machmer over all the places can go like the Shach and Taz, the Maisu is Mekel, sorry, the Shach, as Mekel says, even if she daven circle, so if you go by the Messias, is Shkia by sunset, even though she daven and the Oedem daven already. Fine. Now, once we have this halacha, again, that we have to count 5 days from Pelushe Chazera, come along the place we discuss, let's say it's not Shaykh to be Pelushe Chazera, for example, she's also beforehand, she's also. Now, to divide up in two different cases, there's a case she's also mitzadol because nido, and there are cases she's also mitzadol other reasons, Yom Kippur, Avelus, or Kedoma. So, if it's also mitzadol because nido, the Poskim, the Shach and Taz bring down, for example, let's say she had a Rio, she counts 5 days, she knows the Zayin Akiyim, and she did a Bedikah, and she's Lobav Dam upon it. Avada, since it's not Shaykh, the Polish of Azera, she could do a Hefzik Miyad, doesn't have to count 5 days at all. That's clear, that's one case. So the person, same thing, let's say she saw a kesem, she waited 5 days, then she saw again, either she saw a real, or she saw a kesem afterwards, again, she once she waited her 5 days already, you can do a hefstik miyad, no problem. Same thing, the person said, let's say she ate a dam ledo, or she's also my Torah about dam ledo, she counted, she's null zainakim, she's dam, again, you don't have to wait 5 days, no problem, do a hefstik miyad. Those cases are simple. Fourth case of Pesach Migdal, also simple, is by Dam Tor. Also, once you were eating Dam Tor, even though it came out afterwards, you had a real year, it's not Dam Tor, you passed the 80 days by, let's say, by in the Kaiva. Also, Pesach Migdal, once you're awesome, it's Anida, even though it's only a Chumrah, Dam Tor is a Chumrah's Goenim. You might think a Chumrah is not maybe the Kula, no, but once it's awesome, we have the Nogra, it's awesome, it's Anida. Therefore, even though during the Zayin Akim, it's the Dam Mitzad Yves, so might say, don't wait for 5 days, I can do a Hefzik Miyad. That's why it's Toshit. The whole reason why waiting 5 days is to share a Pelech Shech Lazera. These times you're also in Sanhedrin. It's not Shech, be Pelech Shech Lazera, not Shech.
Why would this be called the Chumrah of the Kula?
That's a test. It's not Shech. It's not, maybe they're cool, it's not Shech. This is why it's not Shech. We're not going to be good as Shimshot. The Shimshot, not Shech, no problem. Shell is like this. Let's say you have a Badik force, and you're not Masopic. Masopic. It's Sunday afternoon. Sunday night you get your period. Now when do you start counting from? When do you start counting? So they divide up into two cases. One is, let's say you brought the Rav and the Rav tells you it was fine, but the Rav told you it was fine after she already had a period. Monday night, so you count from Sunday. For my sister, because once you have a Mara that's Masopic, you have to be knowing all of us until the Snito. You have to be Polish, and you have to have a focus, you have to know everything. So Maestro, you know you're helpless Nido, but the Rav told you it was a mistake. So when he told you it was a mistake, so Maestro, you're knowing it that way, what's the loss in that case? That's one case. In one case, let's say you didn't call the Rav. Sunday night, she got her period. The ma'aseh, so, and then Sunday afternoon you had your family's kashrim. You had this tzaddiki, you were supping. Ma'aseh, maybe it was tamei, maybe it wasn't tamei. You were machmer, or ma'aseh, you made to get it wrong, you didn't get it wrong, she had a period. What's the halacha? What do you count from Sunday afternoon or Sunday night? Among the svarim, my name is machlokes, each one just comes really from the svara. There's those one taino that will only give you make a count from Sunday if you're not asking rov. The way Azabadai and the Moshe goes this way, that if you did not ask you rov and you saw on Sunday Mari, it was so big, and Sunday night you had a verse, might not ask you rov, you can be a Islamic count from Sunday. Once you ask rov and Sunday night tells you a tar, the Mafreya came at you a tar, then the Mafreya came at you a tar, you only can count from Sunday night, you'll get an extra day. Well, like the Maisa, you weren't also. Circle, you weren't also. Atala Sheni, the Vos, the Vosner, the Chodesh Shani says the Maisa, circle, you're knowing to be also inside the was also. Because you had to be knowing to be Israel. Why can you not find out from the Rav till it's too late? So since you had to be knowing this way, circle was also inside the help that's needed. A gal, my friend, the gal wasn't also. Therefore, they say you count from Sunday afternoon. What my plug is, among the swarm, Yesh for Yesh. What exactly to do? They discuss, let's say the case of Akert. It was Sunday, she found the kesef, and it's 107 tar. 110 tar. Being just, someone got the rov, Tuesday he got the rov, rov sees it, he says, a lot of stuff. And he had no tashmish in between. No tashmish. Why? You do what? You do Friday night, Tuesday night. So God got the rov Tuesday. Well, for my mishul. Now, do you say, since the Megalu Mafreya, the best of Sunday, you were Tomei, and you did not have Tash, which Lamai said you count from Sunday, but no, since you thought it was Torah, Lamai said you count from Tuesday. Since Shem Shabbat, Lamai said, B'yashiv, he says, a person has to be Machmer, since he thought it was Mutter. Even though it's interesting, the case of the character, he says, in the case where it was Megalu Mafreya that was Torah, he says to be Machmer, like the Badi of Moshe. I mean, the case of Megalu Mafreya is Tomei, but since you thought 100 times Mutter, and you would have had Tashmish, Shem came out by default, he didn't have Tashmish, Lamai says that if you Machmer, you only count from Tuesday, not from Sunday. Another case they discuss, so let's say you're machmer upon yourself. You're machmer. Now, the different ways of being machmer upon yourself. One is, let's say, Mekadim, Faiz, or Paskin, the Ozru, or the Chumma, or Ba'alma.
Why do you wait 3 days?
She could have had Tashmash. Therefore, we have to count 5 days from Tuesday. Now, in the case of a person that's Machmer, Rav tells you it's Motor, the Nog is Motor, and they want to be there, you're Shmaim, you want to be Machmer upon themselves. The Shalom is when do you count from? What's my Vulk among the Akonim? Exactly how do you look upon it? Since the Yodoy, it was the Yodoy, the Meister of Tashmash, they choose not to, the Shalom, does this have a Chumrah? This Chumrah, they gave themselves, the Meister has a halacha of Mitzadnita, and she's also, and therefore you count five days from the first day. Well, no, Meister says Sunday with Mitzad Chumrah, Monday Shua Vest. Do you count from Monday? Because that's Be'etim was really awesome in Adin. So, the two cases. One case is Kasim Azura.
What about
Yom Ha'inah? No, so we'll get to Yom Ha'inah. If on the Tzad of Yom Ha'inah, you can be Meikol, then it's Kasim Azura. That's why. Let's say you have a Mara. They bring to Rav, the Rav says no problem. It was yellow, brown, orange, no problem. You know those want me machmir, and your shalom bayis is kavaldik, and your wife says you want to be machmir, you're shemayim, and you're married for 50 years already. So they say that you want to be machmir. So on that side, you're machmir on Sunday, and then it comes out you had the vest on Monday. When do you count from? You count from Sunday to Monday? Machlokes, shalom, most of them are noted to be machmir, you count from Monday, because they have right to have tashmish on Sunday.
But he has to be machmir,
never? Yeah.
So it depends how you makabal it.
If he
reminds her
to
recover
the nether.
So also, now we get to the next shadow, what happens if it's awesome, it came off the nether, right? Right after the off the needle. The next shadow, what happens if it's awesome, it has all the reasons.
So
the more question
was
had to make on that. Depends what you hold on back. Each case will be judged by itself.
And the place where it's
going to come off,
is that stronger?
You have no medical, so it's opposite. The off the needle. I think a mock is off the needle. Yeah, 100%.
For sure.
For sure you can. You have to. Since you have to, instead of off the needle. So next thing is discuss, let's say she says Tumea. And she has an Ashkadishka too, in the case she does not have a Maslok. So a lot of times she will have a Maslok. Let's say she has no way out of it, and she says she has a Nasim also, then come longer. for the Shavi and the Vos and the Islami, then even the Shavi Nasi, even though it's the Nedum and the Demonis, but giving you the Lachs of Nidum. But since you give me the Lachs of Nidum, the Maestro wants the Islami, in such a case, which you're all about, also, in this case, Avadu, you recount Lutashas on Sunday, she's Sunday, Shavi and Nasi, and Monday she had a period, regardless of Avadu recount on the Sunday. Oster for him and Mutavar. No, not the Mutavar. She either looks evil or she can't. She's awesome. She can't do it.
She knows
what
she is.
She's awesome. She always looks evil.
She's
looking evil.
She wants to have her.
Oh, so we'll get to the deal. So that's the case. We'll get to the. Fine. The problem is usually always have a master because she wants to make it earlier. Yeah, but usually they discuss beforehand. The problem is usually they discuss beforehand, right? That's what we're going to do with the problem. So it's the yodzai to get out of it very quickly. Fine, if I mean it would work, but I can say you just have to make sure it works correctly. Yeah, but we'll get back in. That's what it is. We'll get to it, yeah. That's what it's built upon, yeah. But let's take the case first then a machlokes, then still it works. Right, another case is because one other case when she also beforehand is really built upon the shas. Let's say she had a period a month ago. Now this month she had a period again, a period. She had a real gemurah on Rosh Chodesh Nisan and a real gemurah Rosh Chodesh Iyar. You say the same halacha of the shas and tazah apply that once she's off, she's not count 5 days, so might also be tazah. You do a heftik miyad and say no. The only time we say this halacha is after when she had a period, then she had a kesim in between, a small year in between, a bdik in between, then the maestro should not have to have tashmish. Then we're going to end up being mekel do a heftik right away. But let's say she couldn't went to the mikvah. She didn't go. Why? She went for 1 month and another month. Well, it was the yodai. Maestro, what's the halacha in that case? And the building for the shach. The shach says in the case of a kalah, she has to do 5 and 7. Kasha, what should she do 5 for? The maestro, her real, all kalahs we have now, She had most kalahs came out, let's say, in 18. She's having periods since she's 13. That means she's been usher for 5 years straight. So why the world is the shach saying you have to count five days for? So machlokes is pshat in the shach. The way how the pesach chuv on the page brings down to dagma vav is the case. Echlam, this is the first real. First time she saw, then you have to count 5 and 7. The maestro of the Kishon Aruch says, no, not the way. Kishon Aruch says, since we are the mitzvah, the maestro of the life flows. And therefore, since you went from one real gemurah to another real gemurah appears month to month, therefore you have to be machmer. And therefore you have to count 5 and 7. So machlokes is what pshat the shach is by the case of the kala, why the shach says you have to count 5 and 7. It means that it's the first real, that the most person can go to Kishon Aruch smile, the Kishon Aruch smile. No, the maestro says, since it's beyond the mitzvah, we say life flows. And therefore we have to count again 5 and 7, even though she was also, and it's not Shafi Pala to Shifa Zara. Therefore, based upon this halacha, again to most kalas on the Gale, I mean, either you can say that Machmat Tzarech anywhere, most kalas on the Gale, because either way Paiskim or Makel, you go like the Dagma Vava, or anyway Machmat Tzarech, when it comes up to Chas, anyway they'll be Makel. So not really not the Gale that much, you have to buy Kalo. And the Nogger, it seems to be Makel, unless you have you can be Machel, they'll be Machel, but the Nogger seems to be Makel. Well, this negate is basically any isha that skips a month. If they all get to different shurachim, then the isha will have to see her, wants to have her heter being days earlier, and wants to mask it right away. But she discussed, can she ask herself for an extra month? She saw a period with Chodesh Nisan. She wants to stay off and not go to mikvah until Chodesh Nisan. Then with Chodesh Iyar, she'll have her period again. Then she wants to make the heter right away. But she discussed, based upon the shach, how exactly, what's the luck on this case? Those who might want to be machma based upon the Kishon Aruch and therefore may transfer or Kilmas Kol Stern, they're machma, they pass in the maestro that still you have to wait 5 and 7. Why went from one year to another year based upon the understanding of the shach? After the sheni, those who want to say based upon the Pesach Shuvah, based upon the Degma Vav Mahal from the shach, that no, the maestro can do a heftik miyad. So it comes out, even though there's a locha that everyone knows the shach and Tazah says when you're also ready, you can have to count 5. But if it went from one year to another year, machlokes is having to stand the shach. The mice are most from the Klohako, but the are the most place from Amasman, every time you have to ask your role. We'll get to the other Nach communities. By that time, when you're off Mitzad Nido, what happens if you're off Mitzad Nido? A case example, off Mitzad Avelis, which is a simple case. The Lacha is whether she is an Oval or he is an Oval. The Lacha is Tashmish is author. Therefore, you can be author for 7 days straight, and let's say the last day, you actually end up seeing her vest. Mice, she cannot have Tashmish. It was not Shaita Tashmish, but Mela is not Shaita Tashmish, but Shifa Zera. Could you make a hefsa miyad? Can you make a hefsa tara miyad? Can you do it right away or not? So this shall go down with the Dag Yeshuva, Mataisu Yushlaim. Among the poskim, it's a mavucha. Moshe wants to make all on one day. He wants to count four, not five. He has a sword wide after four. Those want to say not to wear the Soda Tire, want to say you have to count five. Why? Well, want to tell you that it's not Mitzah Nida, the Issa Mitzah Adova Acher. Once it's Mitzah Adova Acher, we won't give this Kula, and therefore go to the Lo Shimshu after Shimshu, and therefore give me Machmur. There's one Shail in general, this halacha, although we say the Shachat Taz is going to be Mekul when you're not, when it's also, maybe the Shachat Taz, that's when it's also Mitzah Nida. When the Issa Mitzah Adova Acher, so nice, you are not Mishamash Mitzah Adova. The other reason, back to the Mazalacha, Logos of Shimshu, we're going to be Logos of Shimshu, Otter Shimshu, you're back with the Nachosh, and therefore they won't be making with other Nachosh. In this, by the case of Avelis, no. Another case is because a symbol built upon this is the case of Yom Kippur and Tishrei, that you're also. Now, how exactly do you, anyway, when you see the way that Moshe sets up the case, is that you see Dam Niyan after Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur. But you see it on Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur itself, anyway, you can't do that day. The case, what?
You see
Vanish Moshe. Oh, so what do you mean, the way that Moshe sets it up, you saw it Niyan right afterwards, therefore, you count the day after Tisha B'Av, you count the day Tisha B'Av itself. The Maestro of Moshe, again, the Shetase wants to make, he counts external things. Maestro B'Yashar Tarasheni wants to, and it's real, they want to say it's external factors, something you do with Tashmish, inside the Issa of Nidus, inside the Vahakra. Therefore, they want to be Machmir. There's one again in the case.
Four.
The Bada has a different Malach, but this is a Moshe that's well. Another case is similar to this. What about Yahoo? It's also Mitzad Ves. Now, as Ves, again, it's not an Issa Mitzad Tumas Nidro. It's also Mitzad Allah of the Nidro, but it's an external factor. How exactly do you look when it's Mitzad Ves? These are the plus comes up. Those who are Machmur want to say that external factor that is available to Shabbos to be Machmur, maybe a Ves is a Loch of the Gate of the Nidro. Others want to say, no, the Maita is not Tumas Nidro. That's why it's a Prisha, Matariah Prisha, but it's not Tumas Nidro. The Shas of the end of singing this day. So what's the loch in this case? Well, the case of a vest, the Moshe seems to be making on Gantz tonight in 4 days. Now, exactly the question of how do you have a case of a vest? So if you go with the Tzad, or those who say you can be on the Tzad, you mean Machmin Aloch, let's say you keep the 30 and 31, you have in the Venus, you have 30 and 31. It's very simple, you see a day 31, you count day 30 also. Those who say you cannot be Machmer, 31 only did Chumru, and you cannot take the Chumru on even my case of a Nidah, it's very hard to find a case. I mean, what? Yeah, but you have to see Miyad. Again, we have to see Miyad. Right? Yeah, Yom when? No, but again, the Ikka Locha is going to be during the days, and you want to get only with others Zeruah, you end up getting that, you'll only have straight. The Kamat won't be shy if you. Yeah, what she says. No, but. So he goes to 31. So come on, you have to work out the case. What we hold halacha. If you go to halacha, is that only whatever the halacha we have to mitzavest this, it's very hard to find a case practical. Let's do it miyad. If you don't go, if you go mitzav the halacha like a Moshe goes, that any chumers of the avestis, or zu, or crazy, or havadas, it's not very simple to find cases. The Rav does not pass the Azura, they have to go Azura. They tell you you're Meitara, that's what we do. The case of what? They will, no, they'll be Meikle in certain cases. Any serious, they'll be Meikle. That means. No, they'll tell you, they'll be Yitzhadar. Any cases, the Bob and Dar, they'll tell you that was them Kamal for it. They'll tell you no problem. Look at Tila, go do it. Shvachman, yeah, you're only Matin Neder, it's the whole Kabbalah stood that way. And 100% the Rav tell you, not it's for the Yemen. You eat my dachy in the mitzvah, you bore my dachy in the mitzvah. A lot of it, you have no way to be master.
Even the vest itself.
That we have, Lalof will make machmen the vest itself. So, fun. Tzad vest is again among the Sforum, you have to work out different aspects. First of all, what category do you put in? You put into the category of Tzad. Tumas Nidro, we put it in the category Mitzad Tishrei or Kippur. Second thing has to be worked out, what halacha do you give it Mitzad HaChumras? Are the Chumras are also be Meikol or Chumras be Machmer? And then the question is goes exactly, even when you give me Meikol, is it 4 days, not quite all the days? What is it in Shailas? Each one, if it really comes out that much, this case. But if they haven't been examined by Beis Yosef, when they discuss all this case, Beis Yosef says, The big deal, what's the big deal that she misses Essen of waiting 5 days? Anyway, I'm not sure. Anyway, the rest is the period. Anyway, it's 5-6 days. Anyway, so a lot of these halachos don't even come out at all, because most of them, a lot of our notion, wave our notion, the David's Manenu, anyway, will not become clean before 5 days. So most of the halachos don't even come out. One other case where Moshe discussed, let's say Tashmish ultimately tell the doctor says he can't have Tashmish, then Avada Moshe says Avada has to be machmir, and Avada can be machmir out that day. Even though the doctor says that way, you might have a pot of Mishmat Moshe and Ashtechim, a lot of that might be Avada, since you can't have Tashmish, so Avada is on the floor, and Avada can't count day 4, only day 5. He doesn't answer why exactly, he says pot that way, he doesn't say what happened to the pasuk, why is the Shmach different than Tisha B'Av, both Moshe and the Rises. Right? Both are Tashmish. Tisha B'Av is Tashmish, and the doctor tells you the Shmata tells you also Tashmish. So, Yesh wasn't why, what the Chilik is, but
it's
not one of the
because it's needle or because it's cart? Because it's a Chumrah
there.
Why don't we count that they are needle?
Which case?
We don't count. If she's not self needle, then we could count the day.
Right, that we do count.
Is that because of.
It's all the same thing. That's what we see from the Shach and Taz. Clear, since it's not Shach, the entire concept of Poshik Lazera, and in Hilkos Nida, it's not Shach. So if I need it, we'll count that day. My question is, Dafka didn't need it, or not Dafka didn't need it, didn't any other issue. Fine. Light in the Sifri Dalas is come from the Ramah. The Ramah has a Kumar over here based on the Chumash Dash. And the other Rishayim is that we don't just count 4 and start doing the Hefzik on day 5. We start doing, they count 5 and do the Hefzik on day 6. If again, you see them on Sunday, you make a Hefzik Thursday night, and then you go to the Mikvah next Thursday night. So again, Aloha, the Ashram certainly keep it, they start, depends what group you're from. Now, this Stam, the Havana of this Chumrah is very simple, very clear, because maybe a Tashmish ben a Shmash is Sunday night, and first of all, count up being part of Sunday, you really should count up being part of Monday. Sam Ashela, which I see the Chodeshani asks, doesn't really answer, why do you have to come on to the Chumrah of ben a Shmash? Just say, for example, in the winter months, it gets earlier. So when you have Tashmish a second before Shkia on Sunday, it'll end up being, later on, it'll end up being 72 hours later into the Zman of Thursday, so you'll end up having going into the Zman. So he discusses why did it come on to the Banish Marshall concept to say even have during the day let's be Machmor also. Fine, you can say Shchiyah, Maestro, can it change even a couple of minutes, change even like 5, 7, 8 minutes. So Maestro, well, why in the world are you getting involved in Banish Marshall as far? Just saying, time you attached before Shchiyah and end up having being Osir later on. It's 12-hour period. 12, right? It'll come into being Thursday. If you have Tashmish Sunday and before Shkia, before Shkia, and it's being also Thursday into Shkia. And therefore, going to make sure I have a course of cash in them, well, what is that going to do? It's not Shoz money. The Zera does not figure out the Shoz money. It's Zera. What? So they perform this part. Why?
Oh, look at
that also. The wrong question is, first of all, for the Sfaradim, those who are making a nice, so let's say she has 5 minutes before Shkia, will she have to be Machmir, let's say, if it changes the time wise by 7 minutes, by Thursday, would have to be Machmir not? Maestad Nashal Nashal, if Nashal Lachur, they would have to be Machmir, I'll be a Cheshvin. A second Shalah discusses, let's say Ishul Maestad does have Tashmish by Nashmoshim. What's that loch in that case? Maestad Tashmish by Nashmoshim. The Maestad, we will loch like Nashmoshim to get of night. So us, let's say the Tashmish Sunday ben Hashmoshes, do we now, the Maisa say, you cannot go to the mix, you cannot make a Hesek Thursday night, you have to make a Hesek Friday night? Well no, the Maisa, we're being Machma upon the Shash of Chumul the Chumul Tadashin. And the Maisa, it will never come out based upon a loss at all, that a person will have to, there'll be Pelech Shekla Zera on Thursday itself. So what's the loss when you do have Tashmish ben Hashmoshes? Us who are Machma for the Chumul Tadashin. So Maestro Chosin says, you have to be Machmir. Why? Maestro's Maestro. Therefore, you'll have to count on Thursday night. Maestro's form is when they knew they could not seem to go like a Vosner. The Moshe is clear that way, and the Chodeshami, and the Batei, and all this, Marcoin, they say, Poshe, the Maestro, it doesn't make any sense to me make a double Chumrah. Because the Maestro is no way at all being Poshe was there on Thursday, and the Maestro only being Machmir Chumrah Tadashim. So we got the Chumrah Tadashim, so Vada, if we're being Tashmir, Ben Hashmosh, Vada should be able to make a Hesek on Wednesday night or Thursday, and you want to do an extra day. Sorry, Thursday night. Yes, that's right. I'm fine.
That was the way it worked, but the
swore is there. Fine. The Maase, if you're going to make all Ben Shmoshes now, and that comes all Machloikis, how long is Ben Shmoshes? So Moshe Tshuva writes, Lishtofa, 9 minutes. The Shita, Ben Shmoshes is only 9 minutes. The way how the Mara Korin writes, you write Ben Shmoshes is 13 and a half minutes. So Berkus goes 13 and a half minutes. The way Tzarech Shara in England, he goes Kedaka, a half hour. The point is that even those who go with Ben Shmoshes, you're not going to start passing where exactly all the Ben Shmoshes. Rabbi Yashiv is kind of safe as you quote one quote from one way, quote from another way, fine. But the Maisa practically is not to Shkia, the Maisa Klai is not attached to finish. It's not attached to the day, you're not attached to finish Moshe's. So the Maisa, what? So it doesn't come out that way, better. Maisa, if it comes out, you have to know exactly what to do. But another challenge is also, since we have this Chumah of the Chumah Sedeshin, is how do you count 5 days? So there are two cases for us. One is, let's say you had Tashmish during Sunday, you want to make it after Thursday night. But the Maisa, you cross over the international date line. So the Maisa, you have 5 days beside the dates of the world, but not beside your own dates. So do you go after your own minion, or do you go after the world's minion? So the place is very poshut, that the Zera does not start calculating to cross over the international date line, and the Zera goes by its imbalance. Right, it's poshut. That's of course poshut. The Vadi go after our own minion, and not after.
Well, extra Omer, these are the dates of the world.
We go by it's a din of her, it's a, the gazra, not the one. It's the gazra, okay, very good. Fine, that's positive. The shell is what happens if you are missing hours. For example, you fly from Eretz Yisrael to Chutzlaret, goes one way, you gain hours. Once you go from Chutzlaret to Eretz Yisrael, you're missing 7 hours. So you have to be mashed from the 7 hours. So the place can say, first of all, if you wait 5 days, like the Chumash HaDesh and the Vadana HaShailah, it's a Chumah, from the Chumah, Vadi, Vadi, Nichol, go to the Chumash HaDesh and the Nakhon HaShayit, it's a Chumah, the Vadana, the place can say, you can be Mekol. Shalas, if you go look at Nesfar.
Why are they sending
back to
the
National Day? No, you're missing a day. You're
possibly.
Oh, let's say you had Tashmish Benesh Moshe Sunday. Right? Let's say you didn't have it. So now, you even go to the Chumash HaDesh and the Lai, you're putting the Chumash there on the wrong day.
Fine, so that's because you're missing 7 hours, let's say you're missing 15 hours.
No, but then you're missing 24 hours. You're missing a whole day.
No,
the 24 hours, because it's not, even though it's Chumash HaDesh, it's not possible to mess up. But you're missing a whole day, it's possible to mess up. It's Shaykh, right? If you have to start finish washes, and if you can count the oil is there, you will not have a half-sick. Also, if you go, Mashiach, you're missing 7 hours, you make a half-sick, Mashiach, the Lachos is back and forth, the Chumash HaDesh, the Vadi, 4 days of the Ikka Lachos. The Vadi, you have the Lachos. Yeah, but no, for us, it's not stable, it's 24 hours. That's how it is. Fine. Let's say you're missing your goal from Chavah Shita, you have 4 days. So then the Maestro Moshe was voted once in 11, and you're missing days, 7 hours, you'll have to count. The Tash device, the Vadi says, doesn't understand. If you have Tashmish at night, missing 7 hours, you still count within the 72 hours. So you want to argue with the Muslim and say, no, even though it's four, if you're within 72 hours, it's within 72 hours, not a problem. Only if you have Tashmish on Sunday in the afternoon, and then you're missing 7 hours of Shaykh. Otherwise, you have Tashmish at night. Even missing hours, so what? You're still within the 72, you're still after 72 hours. Therefore, my colleagues of Vosner and the Vadi Yosef, what to do? Maisel, come out that anyone is talking about Vadi Yosef, anyway, he can't be Mekel. So, anyone talking about Vosner, the whole thing doesn't shut itself anyway. Maisel doesn't follow Vadi Yosef, but Maisel can't be Mekel Pashas. Other cases they discussed, let's say, do you count 4, do you count 5? We get to the coolest again. We have this formula between the Sedeshin, the mother, we count 5 days and then make a half-sick that night. But again, you can see on Sunday, you make a half-sick Thursday night. Other times the person can be Mekel only counts 4. Other times you can make against Chumash HaDesh. For example, by Dam Tor, can be Mekel not? The Maestro person is clear by Dam Tor, even though Dam Tor is a Chumash Goyim, can be Maestro, also count 5 days. Let's say an issue is in the Sopik, what day she saw. Sometimes they don't write down the calendar right away, and then they forget. Now the 8th person we're supposed to do is write it down right away. That's out. Fine. Maisa, she thinks, you know, we'll start writing it down a couple days later. Now she forgot that she's Sunday, they see Monday. What day to count? The way the Maracon says, since the Chumash HaDesh is a Chumrah Ba'alma, and the two were Machlan, the Shechen and Nachos, but Maisa says, you're a Sopik, something bottom of an Hog of a Chumrah. The Maisa says, you can't be Mekel, and count from the earlier day. No problem.
Even if it's more than 1 day?
No, he said 2 days, 3 days, he said about a knock. 1 day, he says, yeah. 1 day, yeah, and 2 or 3 about a knock. Another case, the person can be down to... I assume one day. He says in the case we had Tashmish, in case he didn't have Tashmish, he said, I can't become a Mekel also. Yeah, in case he didn't have Tashmish. Another case, the person can be down on the page, if it's the tshuva being down, let's say from the Shlach Kadosh, let's say we make up a kafif from the tefillah, which in the Gea this year, for example, Shuas, even if the Bnei Yisrael in the Gea this year Shuas comes out on Friday and then on Shabbos. The Ma'aseh, if you have to go to the mikvah on Friday night, why do you do kafif for Erev Yontif? So you may make the kafif from the tefillah, the kumah or kumah maybe day kula. The shalosh you wait 5 days or 4 days, or same thing for Keretz, you have a Shabbos Sunday Yontif or Nerech you have it for 3 days. If you make the kafif from the tefillah on the Ma'aseh, if you do not have Tashmish. But you can say certainly 4 days is rather wait 4 days and not 5 days. You should not take on the chumah tshuva suggestion. If you did have tashmish, the place can discuss it. The more nights will huckle. The even if you had tashmish, also the make will count 4 days than 5 days. So come down interesting. What? Even one day.
Every Shabbos.
Every Shabbos.
Only Shabbos.
Shabbos Yom Tov. So it comes out that you count 4 days, end up having, and then you go to the mikvah a day earlier, and therefore even though Shuas is not supposed to have Tashmish, but Avada Bilaloyna, Avada Lofa is about you do have Tashmish. Another case is discussed, what about the B'mokim Mitzvah? Another B'mokim Mitzvah, let's say Yitzel Derech, or B'mokim Derech. Among the swarm is Manenu is a big mavuchal, exactly what halacha is, some for years, and they know, since they makam tzara, some kudayimah, yish lot in every case that they threw up, if you can count 4 days instead of 5 days. Another case they discuss is a moisha tshuva, let's say you make bungalow colony, and the guy comes from Friday to Monday, and they end up being that she can only go to mikvah Monday night, and he has to go to work, he'll be back down in the city on Monday, and it end up being that he'll not be able to have tashrish, until he'll have to wait a couple more days till he comes back on Friday. Is that nichol the heter of the shlo of a makom mitzvah? So Moshe starts off explaining what you say to the shlo, and I finally really explain what. Without yitzvah derech, it's also nichol maybe yitzvah derech. Without yitzvah derech, Moshe wants to tell you that maestro shlo, you don't understand. What's that one behind it? Just wait one more day. Instead of going to mikvah on Friday night or Mod Shabbos, just wait. Wait a day. Wait 2 days. El my chazal is not mechayv you to push off. Filo, from Makam, kills a person's tzar, it's rather it's mutter, and therefore, this nichol negedo, tzar is nichol negedo shachat chak. And therefore, we see from the shlo, you say, that don't, I, let's just be machmer, the person is manenu, we're from, let's be machmer, right? We're machmim is manenu, everyone's machmer everything. Fine, to my soul, we see clear that not the way we're not machmer, Makam tzar, Makam tash, Makam oina, vada, anything, that we make all, instead of going 5, we end up being 4. So Moshe is the same thing by the mountains, if it ends up coming the same thing, and Moshe says, just like the sheep and the shlof on the side, this Moshe has a chak, you will have tashmish, Moshe is the same thing, and count 4 days instead of 5 days, he says, don't do it with kfiyas, but you do it once in the summer, that he says, the seder, count 4 days instead of 5 days. A similar case they discussed is what happens if, for example, you have to, the isha has to go to the chasna that night, it's sister's chasna. Or she has to do another mitzvah that night. And there's no way that she can be able to go to the mikvah that night. What? First of all, it's a fair chosen mikala. And it's very nick. What? If one sister sees the other sister, it's the father. I know my sister left from my chasna for medical reasons, for a different reason. And I thought I knew it. I sensed it, you know. And she was in the other side of the mechitza. She has to be there. My she has to be there for pictures. She has to have the makeup. She has to be involved in the bushkia. She's not going to go to the mikvah tonight. It's not going to happen. That's fact. It's not going to happen. The other mitzvah she can. She has to be thinking this. Be encouraging, helping out clients. The other mitzvah, giving a shir. Giving a shir to Rabbi. Namavat Shiva Rabbi. He has to give a shir. But the shaila is, it's also nechum ha'efet v'shlo. If a badik mind she has a tshuva about it, he said, a badik nechum ha'efet v'shlo, it's not should be any different, any makam atzeres, but she's v'shlo, you have to push off a day or two, you have a hetem makam mitzvah. So this is like you have a hetem makam atzeres. It looks like what Moshe is saying, that you could bungle kind of get to be there, form it after, what's going to be saying this side over here? Also, by case of where, by the soon, you count 4 days instead of 5 days. Again, it comes up and happens, it's through the shayla. Those one time, it may be the same thing by Lel Seder, and we'll get together, fine. Then I never see anyone in print discuss this, only to hear hearsay about that this case counts 4 instead of 5. Ukadayma Lewish. Hearsay. Hearsay, first off, it's not too practical, because again, our Noshim usually can't count 4, you have to anyway count 5. Matthias says they do see them. If it does happen to you, you know wife counts 4, it's just shy to it. It's not me at the SQL.
Well, you're saying that counting 4 is better than pushing off
tefillah? Yeah, that's the thing. See, from the shlo, this is sorry, counting 4 is better than pushing off tefillah. When you have a good reason to push off, when you have a head to pushing off tefillah, when you have a head, and that's the sorry. They discuss, for example, let's say tefillah comes out on Yom Kippur. You're supposed to go make for Yom Kippur, you count 4 instead of 5. So again, my body says, economy can't be miracle, no problem. Based upon the shlo, I want to say, that might still count for you, you won't be able to be there before Yom Kippur. The shlo's case is by chesifa, my chesifa tefillah. A shlo wants to make a day later, push off a day later, the 2 days later. No, welcome to Tzad, oh, you know, we'll give you miracle. He also wants to say, Yom Kippur, or Tisha B'Av will come out, he wants to tie that. It's not me, count 4 instead of 5. We discussed another case, let's say the mikvah is on the other side of town, and he says that yes, the case is that Isha has to walk 14 kilometers, which I think is 20 miles. He also says, I also want to be makel. Now, all these cases, again, you have to ask yourself exactly if that's so or not.
What?
The day later.
Yes,
receive the shlo, you don't have to. Receive the shlo, you don't have to.
And there's another.
Receive the shlo, you don't
have to.
No, that'll be done.
I mean, there are rabbanim that talk like that now.
Not that I know of. No, again, they keep saying the 8th day, maybe not the 7th.
On the 7th day.
We'll get to Allah from the next time, and I don't think so. Kala maybe, otherwise no.
Who's
the earliest fuck. Which case?
Not the special make on Friday, she had one show.
Make a much more. Yeah, Moshe make that next time. No, Moshe make it when the mikvah is far away. I don't mind. Well, it's nice, we have all these cases. All these cases of makama asarah or makama that you end up being that you cannot pass for that night for whatever reason. If you make the master 4 instead of 5. Rav Boz when we make all that, he has to screw up when it counts 4 instead of 5. Because again, you have this Rav Boz Nachash over here. Gam the Boz Nachash only in Sifyut Gimel, the Maaseh Pesach point out, he's saying it goes with Lashimshot to Shimshon, and Maaseh Kuchor, but it says going on all the halachas over here, going on everything over here. So you have to find out clear if we make all that. Fine. The next aspect is that we have the halacha over here, and that Rav Boz very clear, even goes with Lashimshot to Shimshon, Maaseh Dalok is even by case of the Kesem, the Pesachim are clearly Machmer, Gam the Shach. If he now wants to make it by case of a Kesem, he ends up bringing down Lavush to be Machmer, and the Shalom of the Gedolah Echonim, what the Matzikon of the Shach is, Machlok is Behitim versus Shwamim, the Shach being Mekel will be Machmer, but the Maith, the Pesachim clearly going to be Machmer by case of a Kesem, but also you have to go to Lo Shimshu or to Shimshu, that's Aleph. Based on the Pesachim discuss what, let's say the Bible is not here, not Shach to be Meshamish, we can go to Lo Shimshu or to Shimshu, again the Pesachim of the Shach bringing down to be Machmer. Now in the case of Bible is not here and the Kesem, those two together, that's what we're looking at the Pesach of Ismael, someone we make something Machmer. We have two reasons we make it. Kesem, the Shach thought of all wants to be Mekel. Baal Nafir, those want to be Mekel, the Marshal. The Kam, the Bach wants to be Mekel. Together, we are both together, Kesem, Baal Nafir. It's my colleague, the Pesach of Ismael. Those want to be Mekel, the Shuas Yaakov wants those want to be Machmer, the Chokhmah Zadim. Now, another case is because of Yinav Tashmish, we did not Tashmish. We're going to Lishimshu to Shimshu. That's the treatment on the page being down. Let's say Isha, she counted 5 and 7, she went to Mikvah, she came home. And before she had a chance to do Tashmish, she saw a period. She could do a Heftig right away, or she saw a Kesem, could do a Heftig right away. So among the Pesachim on the page, there are 3 different teachers. The Rebbe says, also, you have to wait 5 and 7. The way how the Mitzchus Yaakov, sorry, the Shlomo goes, he says, depends. If she's not come home, come back from the Mikvah, you don't have to count 5 and 7. Do 7 right away. She came home already and started to Tashmish, you have to count 5 and 7. Elvin Mil Sukkah, the power that goes, they say since like Shechel like Gaza, Nifu say always count 7 right away, Yam count 5. The Maisa has come out of all the Swamis Manenu except for the Badeh Mesupik, but otherwise come out all the Swamis Manenu are Makel, they say you can count, be make a Hefsek right away, the Chazan has a letter about it. Sorry?
The next day.
Make Hefsek right away, you don't have to count 5 days at all.
Even if she came
home? Sorry? Even if she came home, the bigger the place to go, even if she came home.
Even though we consider a real vest, like
I'm
a...
Yeah, even though I consider a vest. Yeah, even though I consider a vest. But, fine, lots of vests you have to deal with now. Instead of making a hefsek, no problem. Bigger the place to go, that way is not a problem. Now, they discussed over here, this is a lot of 5 and 7, everyone discusses the practicality, what happened to the issue, mitzav puravu, she has to make a hefsek earlier. That means basically her beit in Hebrew or ovulation in English, is that her, due to her ovulation, it comes out that she, to make herself get pregnant, she has to be multiple before 12 days. If we wait 5 and 7, after 12, her ovulation, it can be, the beard can be over, and therefore she won't be able to get pregnant. And the doctors know, because my name knows, that a certain notion that if they wait too long, and the thing is after her ovulation, therefore she cannot get pregnant. And their way of being makel. So, Aleph, true, there are tons of truths about it, but with Vanenu, they say they can control ovulation with pills and medicine on day 4, and therefore before you get involved with the Ethereum with Vanenu, they kind of first go see if you can control it some other way. That's Aleph. Therefore, even though there are tons of truths about it, and with Ethereum, but with Vanenu, we are very capable with medicine to change things around, and therefore we should first change things on day 4. That's Aleph. Chayiv
to do that?
Shechayiv, Purvu.
For the 5.
The point is the first thing. Before you knock away 5 to 4, first change it to medicine. Again, if it starts spawning, it doesn't help. If you have a problem, then don't do it. But if the first thing you should look to do is medicine. That's all. Second thing they discuss is again, you have to make it before 12 days. What to do? Let's maybe knock away the 7 days first. Why are we knocking away the 5 days of Chol Shechel Zayro? Zaynikim Chumur Zayro Chumur Ba'Amal Lefi Megel. So they bring down a gal mesechta, and he wants the time to come ba'almo, and echlam he can't be mekel. So Mizalman has a long tshuva. He's discussing about the problem about Isha getting him pregnant, and he starts with his gal mesechta. Ain lismach b'zeh b'shum ponim va'ifin. Maisi says not be samech at all on this, and the vadi knack with the 7 days at all. And vadi needs design a keem. And Moshe also writes this way. Vadi needs design a keem. And all the pashkim is menenu say you can knack with design a keem. It's not a chumra. No, you saw it. When call upon itself, the Gemara and Rav calls that locha. A vada design the keem, a vada person has to do and cannot make a vada design the keem. That's Aleph.
Keep 5 and then
say
it. Just do 2.
Sorry? I mean, it's 5 and then that's it.
The only of 5 is the design the
keem. No, do 5, push it to 0, and then count 6, 5, whatever you want.
The only of 5, but.
Fine, so don't count anything. But then let's knock away those days first, he tied it. Says no. So the point is we don't knock away Zainakim. Allah is we keep Zainakim with Chaykh Bayam. Fine, then it's called let's knock away the 5 days. So there are first different items. First they say, Khalami, once you have the Shwa over here that we make all as Khafifas, Makum Tsar, certainly you make all the Makum Purabu, Incha, Mitzvah, Godalisa, and therefore they make all the same. First thing you do, knock away 5 to 4. That means they say if you can make it 4, no problem. I mean, certain Oshim, 4 help Mitzvah revelation, no problem. Let's say you fool, we're not helping inside that relation. I mean, she has to be within 10 days, 11 days. Then what do you do? What's the next Eitzel? So there are two next Eitzel they discuss. One says you should not have Tashmish before, and even knock away 4 and 3 and 2. Would not be good to Lashim Shorto Shim, should not have Tashmish. One other Eitzel they bring down is that you skip a month. Rosh Chodesh Nisan she saw, do not call the Mikvah. Then Rosh Chodesh Iyar she'll see again, and make a Hefsek. Now the shaila is which one is better to do? Is it better to knock away the shimshu or the shimshu? Or is it better to knock away the dealer of chodesh? Why? The shaila is what to be chodesh for more. The kishchonos lahalas that the dealer of chodesh doesn't help, he has to count 5 and 7. Or to be chodesh more for more, the shimshu or the shimshu. So some say...
Of cleaning and
putting
down the
aces. Oh, so cleaning, they don't know. They don't do the cleaning. They're not the key, we don't know what we're doing.
Why
don't
you
skip
the month?
What? Fine, I'm just going in order again. For they don't. I didn't see the loss of being number 8.
That was impactful.
Oh, what?
No, if you skip a month,
we mentioned my colleague is what Pesach the Shach by Kala. If you skip a month. Maybe they're going to kitchen up.
Yeah,
no,
Shimshu.
Yeah,
Shimshu.
You're saying
this
is Shimshu. No,
no. Okay, Meister Yetzer says, do not do this, do this. He's saying, Meister, it doesn't make sense. Then the last thing they discuss is what we discussed in the beginning. Well, should come in and say that my time Tommy should also be tanido. Therefore, when he's also been tanido, then he can start counting 5 days in which she was also, even though she sees appear 2 days later. Those are the eights they discussed. Bariches, what? No, it's for Bokta Mitzvah, no problem. No problem. Aloha. Shalom, Emcha Shalom, Shalom is a Vadis, a Mitzvah, a Sheker is MS when it's a Mitzvah, it's also MS. A Vadis Sheker is also, this is MS. Fine. So, again, these are the eight they discuss, Tarichas, again, is when they say first, what you should do is first change things to Aydei or Fuah.
What
about if her period is about 5 days? Oh, so the Maestro, well, after discussing his Aydei, he says, Maestro, we have a problem. Let's say period is 5 days. If it is 5 days, and, no, and all these aces won't help, because you have to count, because then he's Anakim. That's why he has 40 pages to discuss what to ask for, but he wants to come on Beit of Shepherd. That was the circuit of Shepherd, it's a different circuit. But Maestro, that was his problem.
But even Maestro should take all these voices
from Hadith. That was his problem, he wanted to come with Shepherd.
Right,
and that was Alma Bukhu, which comes from the circuit of Shepherd. And they say it would negate his kids, that's why his kids don't have five, so this is Kiddullah. But there is another aspect of the game by a Kala. How long we have to wait 4 and 7 to 5 and 7? We discussed in the case of Kala. Gabbataz is over here again. So no, it's getting later. We won't discuss that. The last case is Tifkut Beis. What happens if she made a mistake? So if you made a mistake, she went to Mikvah a day early, it's very clear that she has to punish her Zera, can't count those days, those 4 days. Then she goes, counts one more day, it's being Mitzarev. The Lach is being on the Chokhmah Zodim. Even though those days don't count, you have to Bedikas in those days. Why? Because might not, just like 1 and 7, you have to do bedikah every single day. Here also, the 3 days in between, also you have to do bedikahs. And let's say you're misupik if it's day 7 or day 6. If you're misupik over here, in this case, at least you made a mistake. Let's say misupik, pashmashu, tshuva, the chokhmah zon is very clear. If you're misupik, your body has to not until one more day. But you're dealing with ester reis or extractor reis. If you're not sure if you're holding the zainakim or six, or one nakim, your body has to not and count zainakim. Sorry? Yeah, the shash is a zava, yeah. So for some of the 5 days that we said the Maccabean is making because anyway the 2000 is the Chumah of the Molecule. So Chumah is the Chumah of Alma. When I can come to the globe, say it has the issue of my holding now, the next circuit is of Tefillah. The black shulmarach even divided up that the tefillah and the mikvahs go together, and if you have black shulmarach, hopefully you have faith. The other one, and the new sugya, new akala, new brand, the kosher is the masculine, but.